With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and once again, we're going to be talking with St. John's Prep lacrosse coach John Pinchon. And coach, welcome back, and congratulations on the state semifinals. A really, really solid win for you guys.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. Yeah, we played really well on Tuesday. It was, you know, both sides of the ball and the special teams, goalie play, face-off, all facets of the game, we played really well.
When you're watching the game at this point, time of the year, this level, and so on, with all that's at stake and all that your kids have put into it, when you're watching a game, for example, against Hingham, what's the feeling like for you, coach, to see what the kids are doing? And I guess what I'm asking is, you must have an idea at early on or some point in the game where, okay, this is good, things are going our way, looking good, and I think we're going to be all right. Not to say you're predicting the outcome at any particular point, but you know what I'm trying to say? It's like, okay, we're ready for this.
Yeah, you hope you have that feeling in practice going into it. I don't know if you'll ever have it. At least for me personally, I don't know if I'll ever feel confident. I get nervous and think through a lot of stuff in a first-round game, you know, going into Barnstable, like, mm-hmm. thinking about different things that could go wrong that we got to be prepared for. So, but I think there is a point once you get into these big games where you kind of get a sense of, like, you're playing well and I don't know what the score would be or when the time is, but you
right.
kind of get a sense of it. And it's a fun feeling. It's a super unique feeling because I don't want to say I don't necessarily pick up on it during the regular season, maybe in a big game, but certainly in a playoff game, you know, state semifinal or championship game, if you've done all the work and prepared the way you need to prepare and the team has done everything they need to do and they've prepared the way they need to prepare, it's a special feeling mm-hmm. to feel like, yeah, we got this.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about, Coach, because as we've gone through the season, I've learned so much from you in talking about lacrosse and about the conference and your rivals and the preparation that your kids go through. However, with the level of success that St. John's Prep has had, I don't even want to say it this way, but it seems to me like, okay, everything else is sort of the preseason coming up to this because it's you and BC High, and sort of everybody knew this. Watch these two heavyweights as they battle toward the top. So I understand what you're saying, and I think that at this point, I have to ask you about where the kids' heads are, where your head is in terms of this, because this is what you have fought for since the end of last season.
Oh man, I wish I could have answered that question 3 hours ago. we just ended practice early. We were awful. One of our worst practices in a long time.
Oh my goodness.
Fatigue, lackadaisical, we just weren't good. If we are being real and being honest and we're assessing where we are in the moment, we were not good today. And I think I guess we could do a whole deep dive into why that is. But sometimes it's just high school kids and there might never be an answer.
Coach, I totally get that. And,
the good news is that we, today is Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is Friday, and we get one more crack at it, our 45th practice of the year, last one, and then and we play on Saturday. So the beautiful thing about coaching high school athletics is you can get a bad effort one day, and they can come out the next day and give you the best effort they ever have. So we're not overreacting, but where our heads are right now was not good.
Wow, that's so real. Thanks for sharing that, Coach. And the thing of it is, as you say, you can always bounce back. But I have to ask you, and forgive me for asking this, but have you ever had a bad day as coach?
Um, I mean, I've had plenty of days where everyone would look around and be like, wow, he's miserable and in a bad mood and you know, yelling and grumpy and all that. But in terms of even those days, it's, no, you love it. Like, I don't know. I mean, yeah, there's been days where I feel like I didn't put together a good practice plan or I didn't, you know, bring the right energy or I didn't read the right pulse of the team. I think that's something that the older I get, the more I do this, I feel like I get better,
mm-hmm.
a better sense of it. And I know when I'm off the mark. So, I have failed 10 times fold compared to the amount of times these kids have.
Athletic. That hits home so much because I know as a teacher over the years, there were so many times when I did the self-evaluation and I said, oh my goodness gracious, you know, you can do so much better. And I'm not saying that about you, but it's that self-evaluation where, okay, how do I reach these kids? What do I have to do better? Now, without asking any, you know, I'm not asking for specifics, but, in terms of preparing for BC High, you guys have a tremendous rivalry and it's across all sports, of course. So your personal, preparation, you said time and again, we have to do best what we do. However, you have an opponent that you're very familiar with. So at this point, last practice coming up, what's the general plan? Again, no specifics, Coach, but, you know, this is exciting, man. This is really cool.
Yeah, so we're, you know, I think the focus is tomorrow we're going to do a little bit more half-field stuff, some man up, man down, a lot more shooting again. And then, you know, we kind of end most pregame practices in a similar fashion. We play an up-tempo, fast-paced game that the guys really like. So, and then, you know, each pregame practice, we turn the stage over and let a senior or a group of seniors address the team. So we'll have our seniors' last words, and then we'll head home tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it's exciting. I mean, you can't ask, but again, you can't be anything but grateful in a moment like this. Cause you've done everything you need to do to get to the last game of the year. And it's fun.
Absolutely. It's incredible. And, on the precipice again, which is going to be a classic match, I'm sure. Now the game, excuse me, is scheduled, for Saturday evening at Burlington High School. Is that correct?
Yeah, 6 p.m.
6 p.m. All right, Coach, I can't thank you enough for all the times you've done this. We're going to talk again. Good luck, and get a good night's rest, I guess.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. We got, I told the guys via text after, we got 20 hours to figure it out, and as one of our seniors said, we'll be different tomorrow. What you want.
That's great to hear, isn't it? That's super.
Yep.
All right, Coach, thank you so much, and take care. We'll talk to you later. Good luck.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thanks, Coach. That's John Pinchon, who is the coach of St. John's Prep Lacrosse. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.